Ignite your potential and fuel your fire within. I am Ryan Stevens, and I'm here to help you own your spark with the Catalyzing Podcast. Welcome back to another episode of the Catalyzing Podcast. And today we're going to talk about the concept of the mantra of never miss twice. And we have Frank Mayo on today, who is the Director of Clinical Operations for NJ Sports Spine and Wellness, which is a multidisciplinary conservative care practice located in Matawan and Marlboro, New Jersey. He's got a background as a certified athletic trainer as well. And Frank, really, if you follow him on social media, posts a lot about leadership growth mindset, and he wanted to share some insights into his never miss twice mantra and self and team continuous improvement. So Frank, so glad to have you today on the podcast. Thanks for joining us to share some insights.
Yeah, thanks for allowing me to join the podcast.
You betcha. And before we get into the topic, share some insights. What sparked your transition from focusing on sharing content and knowledge in the realm of health and wellness fitness to leadership and growth mindset? What sparked that?
Yeah, so when I first joined the company that I'm currently with, I was working more on the floor, more as an athletic trainer with the general population, more of the athletes. But you know, all around, and I wanted to help promote myself. So I thought it would be a good idea. Let's get some videos going, make them fun, some instructional stretching videos, some exercise videos with some patients. And then I was recognized by one of the higher ups in the company, who continues to be in the company and helps me out and, you know, kind of coaches me through, you know, some leadership and mindset stuff. You know, and he kind of pulled me aside where there was kind of a fork in the road on where my career was going to go. And he pulled me aside. He said, listen, like, laid it out for me. This is, these are your good attributes, your good qualities. And it makes, you know, for good leadership. I think you should do, you know, this, and this. So with that, you know, I've focused a lot on my own personal development, where I've taken Tony Robbins seminars. I started reading a lot more, which was always a goal of mine, but just never had to, you know, call it time to do so or focus on it. I've done a lot of research. I've switched from following gym and personal trainer accounts just to following, you know, the Tony Robbins of the world and the James Clear and the mindset guys. And I took a liking to it, you know, and it really has helped progress me, not only personally, but professionally as well. So, you know, which came to, you know, all right, let's switch the social media, you know, following as well, and start making videos or posts about leadership and mindset. So, you know, that's why I've since transitioned into that type of content being out there, because I just want to help, you know, people who are like-minded to myself, maybe were in my shoes as an athlete back in the day and are looking to make that transition. So if you take a look at my social media, most of it relates back to athletics, which in my, you know, personal experience and mindset, you know, everything can relate to athletes, you know, and teamwork and discipline and commitment and the whole, you know, you name it. So I try to do a little bit of that, connecting leadership and business to athletics, you know, just because I know, you know, personally, I'm best qualified to help the person who's most like me. So somewhere out there, I'm sure there's an athlete who played in college, who doesn't play anymore, is looking for some guidance, maybe some words of wisdom. If I can help, you know, just one person, then it did the job.
Absolutely. And there's so many great parallels between sports and team in that realm and the workplace team that you speak to in your content. And I can also relate to that journey. You know, back in 2005 is when I recognized I had a very solid leadership foundation, but there was also a lot of stuff I had to hone and get better at. And I dove into my master's degree in humanistic and multicultural education. I started reading Stephen Covey and all these other amazing, Daniel Goleman, all these amazing thought leaders in the realm of personal development and growth mindset leadership. So I can completely relate there with that transition and how it makes a big difference. And you've, in your conversation with me before, you've mentioned this mindset, this mantra of never miss twice, both personally for you as well as for the team you're a part of in your company. Could you explain more about this mantra? Like, what does it mean to you and how do you apply it in your leadership role overseeing operations?
Yeah, so Never Miss Twice kind of took a life of itself, and it's actually been recently named that. It was just something I always did, and then I kind of, you know, one day I was driving home from work, and I was thinking about, you know, I haven't been to the gym yesterday, you know, or today, I'm definitely going tomorrow, or I didn't read my 10 pages tonight, I'm definitely doing it tomorrow. So it kind of took a life, you know, of its own with the name of Never Miss Twice. And it's something, you know, I wrote it on my homepage of my phone. So I see it every single day, and it reminds me, you know, that this mindset is one of, you know, it's okay to miss something once, maybe your diet or the gym or do something wrong at work, but learn from it, make the adjustments. You know, if we're talking back to sports, I played baseball in college. It's a game of adjustments. You got to make the small adjustments that will translate to bigger opportunities and bigger, you know, rewards back to you. So, you know, as I was thinking about it, you know, I kind of got, you know, hard on myself, and, you know, I was like, okay, it's all right. You know, and, you know, as long as you just don't miss tomorrow, you know, just get back on the train, you know, and hop back on it and get back to it. And it's something that, you know, in my position, both personally, you know, with my fiance who is transitioning to an overnight nurse position, which we all know how hard that is to do 12 hours from 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. And she's struggling with getting into the gym and, you know, doing what she wants to be doing. But I say, listen, it's okay to miss once, don't miss twice. You know, it's just that simple, you know. And then when I bring it into, you know, the workplace, it's something that, you know, as a leader myself, I can understand employees, right? And you got to understand each and every individual and their mindset and their mantra and what they believe in. So, you know, if something happens, understanding to it, that's the best thing we can do as leaders, is understand it, accept it, accept the apology, but make them realize that don't make that same mistake again, right? Learn from it, make the adjustment and fix it so that it doesn't happen, you know, two times or 2 days in a row or, you know, multiple times, you know, over again.
That's powerful. And there's two things that stand out from what you were talking about. Number one is the concept of the ebbs and flows of life, where we have a to-do list, we have plans that we want to accomplish, and then a curveball happens, a fire occurs, and we don't get it done that day. And that's okay. It's okay when we prioritize things, when we look at, you know, what is urgent and time sensitive now versus, you know, urgent but not time sensitive, or not urgent and not time sensitive, or just long-term investments. But what you're saying is it's okay if you miss them on a day, make it up the next opportunity you can. Or, you know what? Okay, that was one day. Forgive yourself. Give yourself some grace and attack it the next day. So that really, I get that. And that's powerful stuff. And when it comes to, of course, we're human. We make mistakes. We make choices we shouldn't, or we do things unintentionally that we're not meant to harm, or that we were not meant to intend at a workplace if we are not following something. And then we learn from that as we go through. And the concept is, okay, we grow. We learn from the experience. We reflect, and we move forward and we be better next time. So those are the two areas that really pops out when you mention your story and that Never Miss Twice mantra. How do you empower that amongst your fellow colleagues and your teams to adopt that same growth mindset?
Yeah, so, you know, having people understand that mantra is, it seems simple, right? Just don't do the same thing. Don't make the same mistake twice. But when you're dealing with, you know, in this company, there's 50 to 60 employees and only one of me. I try to do my best to, you know, show it in the little ways. Someone comes to me with a mistake or something happens. Okay, you know, what did we learn from it? How do we move forward? How do we correct it so it doesn't happen again down the line? You know, what did you learn overall? And, you know, how can we instill this, you know, from a teamwork perspective? You know, if I can make each person around me at least 1% better every single day and help instill this thought process of like, all right, it's an adjustment. I gotta, you know, fix this, or I should have done this, or I should have talked to that person. If we can just get that through the minds of every, you know, employee around us, mm-hmm. and make everybody just 1% better every single day, which is a little bit of a different mindset mantra type thing. I forget who, you know, who the mindset coach is that talks about 1% every day, but at the end of the year, culmination of it, you're 365% better, you know? So from my standpoint, I deal a lot with the back end stuff, but I also am very employee facing. So, you know, I pull people aside. If I see something wrong, I'll try to talk to them. I'll try to make them, you know, help them understand what happened and how, and help them, you know, learn from it. You know, and I do that in a special way that, you know, one of our advisors in the company has helped me out to figure out and how to do, in the form of, you know, asking the right questions and getting them to think, instead of telling them what to do, which I try to steer away from as much as possible. Again, I'm not perfect, but go back to that never miss twice attitude. Just don't tell people what to do two times in a row. Let them think, let them learn, let them grow. You know, and if we could do that each day, day in and day out, you know, I think we have no choice but to grow.
Absolutely. And when you talk about those interactions, not only so when things are happening well, the value and power of affirming your team, when they are demonstrating that mindset, when they're doing things that showcase that outwardly, especially if it's a pattern and a habit, it's very easy to just assume they know they're doing a good job, or that's just kind of their natural thing. So I don't need to compliment it. They know that. But we do, as leaders, we do have to affirm those micro moments of good, small victories, reaffirm the positive attributes of our team members, especially when they are demonstrating servant leadership or a growth mindset. And the other side of it too, when those mistakes do happen, you alluded to this, it's not just about telling them what they did wrong. It's having a conversation with them as a human and understanding, how do we learn from this? Break it down for me. All right. I'm an eternal optimist. I'm always the believer in the best in people. So whenever something like that has ever happened on my teams, instead of attacking, it has always been, let's have a conversation about this. I'm concerned, or this happened. This was what I was told. This is what I saw. Help me understand it. And where do we go from here? And that just, when you do that, Frank, it builds bridges, not walls. And when you have walls, confrontation happens and emotions get involved and things escalate and then defensiveness happens. And then it's just not pretty when that happens. So I'm glad that you mentioned and alluded to that. I would love to learn, you're a young leader, you're growing through your career, and you've already reflected a ton on that process. Would you mind sharing maybe one or two growth opportunities that you experienced as you were taking on your leadership roles, things that made you think, okay, next time I want to do that differently, or, you know, I really learned from this and now it's set me up for a better opportunity to have a better outcome next time?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm only getting close to 2 years in this position, maybe a little bit less. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm only 3 years into the company, and you know, professionally I've made some significant strides in a short amount of time. You know, but it every single day I get reminded of how I can act or how I can, you know, react better. It even happened yesterday. You know, I made a mistake. Someone called me out on my mistake. You know, I got some feedback from the individual. We move on from it. We learn from it, and we don't make that same mistake twice. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I see that I can best grow myself from the interactions I have with people. You know, and I always ask for feedback, and I always have check-ins with, you know, whether you're in another leadership position or, you know, the bottom floor of the company working their way up. If I can check in with everybody and just see how everyone's doing, I think in my position, I can facilitate a lot more. Or maybe someone has a good idea that I've never thought about or any of the other leaders thought about. Let's hear them out. Let's see what's going on. Let's try it out. Do it for a couple of weeks and make, you know, if there are any things that we have to modify, let's modify it. You know, but I think, you know, going back to your question, you know, just asking for feedback and checking in as much as possible, you know, we're able to learn best on how we can serve others. You know, you learn from your mistakes and you grow from them, and, you know, you move forward as a team and as a unit, and, you know, we try to accomplish bigger tasks.
It is so crucial when you're talking about feedback mechanisms and receiving feedback and asking for feedback, it's so crucial that in your team, there is a culture and environment that welcomes that and is open to that. You know, us as leaders feeling comfortable, like you said, you yesterday had an interaction and you learned from it. There have been many times where I've intended to do one thing to try and direct my team at work, and it didn't come across the way I intended it to, or I didn't think things through, and one of my frontline team members called me out on it, and I appreciated that, and I welcomed that, and I was very proactive and transparent and vulnerable to the point where I told my team, please do that. If I say something that comes across not the right way, if I don't communicate something clearly, please speak up. And that was just, that started, you know, the high reliability organization training through RWJ Barnabas Health, extensively talking about clear communication and mutually understood expectations and being able to call someone out at any level with constructive feedback in a respectful way. That's how we get better. And then also as a leader, being receptive to it versus just, okay, yeah, thank you, but then brushing it off. You know, that shows if you do that repeatedly, that leaves a bad taste in people's mouth and then they won't speak up anymore. So
yeah,
it's so crucial.
I think, you know, as leaders, it's always good and it's okay. And I think all leaders, you know, they think that they should be perfect and they think that they should make no mistakes. So as leaders, I think if we do a better job of just understanding, like, we are human as well, we make mistakes, things happen, you know, but you rely on the team around you to get you better and welcome the criticism, welcome the critiques, welcome the feedback, and learn from it and get better, you know. And that's why that never missed twice, circling back to that, you know, plays such a pivotal role in everything, because it speaks to this, you know. I made a mistake in interacting with an individual. He called me out. All right, I won't make that same mistake and mistake happen twice. I'll learn from it, you know, and I'll be better next time. And then appreciate the feedback, you know, from everybody that you get it from, because everyone has different opinions. Maybe they're right, maybe they're wrong, but you can always take something away from every single interaction that can help you, you know, progress down the road and get better and help serve others a little bit better.
100%. And as you're growing in your own leadership role there, Frank, as you learn these lessons, you're also learning operational and procedural things that help you on a regular basis. So you've touched on the importance of self-development and continuous growth to reach your current position and how you got there. What are some specific daily things or weekly routines that you do to help continue to better yourself by that, you know, that never miss twice mindset of self-development? Or it could just be like, if there are certain tasks that you do every day that remind you of that or help you, what are just some insights into your approach to that?
Yeah. So, I mean, there's not, you know, no one size fits all or, you know, certain thing that I do that other people don't do. I think I just do the regular everyday stuff. You know, I read a book that really made a difference in my life, and it's very popular, very wide known, Atomic Habits by James Clear. And it pointed out a lot to me about how, you know, I can set myself up to create a habit that will lead to success, right? So if I'm talking about the gym and we get busy and I'm here late night, or, you know, I'm going out to dinner with my fiance and her family and I miss the gym. So to set myself up to make sure that I don't miss it twice or I have a good habit around it, I always pack my bag the night before. I always have it right next to my bed, you know, ready to go to get out the door. Waking up in the morning, we always want to hit that snooze button. You know, and I don't do it every night, but I try not to do it again twice in a row, but I'll set my phone up away from the bed. So I have to get out of bed to go hit that alarm clock. You know, you don't want to be sleeping in bed trying to get some extra 5 minutes with that thing going off. Right. So put it away from your bed, get up out of bed, you know, even put it in the bathroom. So you're already there. You know, you did have to work by getting there, brush your teeth, you know, comb your hair and get out the door and get to the gym, you know? So, I think there's little culmination of things that lead to the bigger picture. You know, I do 10 pages, at least 10 pages of reading every single night. And I write notes on what I've learned every single night so I can, you know, reaffirm them and, you know, read them over later on. You know, I listen to numerous podcasts, whether it's about marketing or business or sales. Alex Ramosi's one, that I listen to, you know, quite often. You know, so I just try to do the little things, you know, attend some seminars, some webinars. I've recently joined ACHE, American College of Healthcare Executives, which is a nationwide function. You know, and they have chapters in each state. So I'm actually attending my first speed networking event on February 7th, I want to say, to meet other like-minded individuals who are in the same, you know, world as me with the healthcare, and also being leaders in their own respects. So, you know, tying back to, you know, what do? I just try to do all the little things the right way, you know, which I know will end up being the bigger picture, you know, and I take that from my athlete days. You know, I played three sports in high school, played baseball in college. There's not one thing any baseball player can do that's going to get them magnificent, but there's a lot of little things that they can do that lead to the bigger picture. So I take that same approach, that same mindset, make the adjustments and try to, you know, just be better every single day.
And we carry that stuff over as well into our teams, in our workplace teams. And I think one thing I've found really helpful over the years with personal habits and steps that we take as an individual to get better is you provide opportunities for your team to share those habits, share those processes and procedures with one another, either in an open forum like a huddle or in small group fashion, because we don't know something until we know it. And so we might not have thought about a particular daily task that helps us be more productive or organized, or we might not have heard of a certain author or a certain mindset initiative. And without sharing that, whether it be just a few moments at the beginning of your weekly huddle or, you know, like a weekly e-blast of your team rotates and sharing insights and inspirational quote, you do that by growing together and you learn together. So what you were just talking about in that personal growth as a leader, we have to empower that amongst our team members as well, speak to what works for us, but also learn what works for them. And the most important thing that I've learned, very difficult to learn over the years, but it's about them, not me. So the example is, if I have a system that works for me, I'm going to rock with it and I'm going to do amazing with it. But you know what? That system might not work for Joe. That system might not work for Sarah. And I have to understand and respect that as long as the same outcome is achieved, that system that works for Joe or Sarah is okay. And it's effective for them versus it has to be, this system is the one that we need to do. As long as the vision and the mission isn't compromised, the outcomes are the same. And that's where, as a leader, we have to embrace that, especially with a very diverse team, with diverse backgrounds, diverse cultures, diverse experiences. So taking that and applying it in a way where you are learning from one another, that's how we all get better. And 100%. That is absolutely the never miss twice mantra, not just of you as an individual, but also as a team. How do we help each other never miss twice? So I really appreciate that, that mindset. And, you know, before we go any further, just to call with a call to action here at the end, I just want to remind everyone that your information is in the show notes, your contact information as well. And if they want to connect with you on social media, LinkedIn and Instagram are your two wheelhouses. And I will make sure those links are in the show notes as well too, so they can connect and follow with you. But what is one call to action you have for our listeners in terms of the never miss twice mantra? What is one call to action that you have for everyone to just put into action right away, starting today, to help them never miss twice?
Yeah. You know, I would say, you know, pick out something that you want to achieve, you know, whether it's the gym, your diet, a relationship that you want to fix, somebody you want to reach out to, you know, and put your mind to it and just challenge yourself to not miss it 2 days in a row. You know, if you can keep a consistent streak and a win streak, and you do it, you know, Monday, then you do it Tuesday, you do it Wednesday. You screwed up on Thursday, but you got back to it Friday. You got back to it Saturday, you know, and you learn from it and you just get on some kind of win streak. You know, if you hit that L, that loss, forgive yourself, kind of reel it back in, you know, restart, rewind, and get back out there and hit it. So I would challenge, you know, all the listeners to, you know, pick that one thing that you've been wanting to do and don't miss twice with it. Keep doing it.
Wise words from a young budding professional. You're still a young person. I can say that. You know, I'm still a young person. I like to think that too, you know. Frank,
I turned 30 this year, so we'll see.
Oh, there you go. There you go. You're not over the hill. You're climbing a mountain, brother.
Great time.
So thank you so much for taking some time to join us today, for sharing your insights. Really appreciate it. It's great to connect with you, and I hope to see you again out there in the real world very soon at a common event. So Frank, thank you very much. I hope you have a fantastic weekend, and we will talk soon.
Thanks, Ryan. I appreciate the time.